Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Wiki Wonka and the Cable Factory. The policy wonks in the US State Department are busy trawling through 3 million secret diplomatic cables they've sent over the past couple of years, searching for the undiplomatic ones. WikiLeaks is about to dump the cables onto the internet in a bid to either spread public knowledge and freedom or undermine the Western democracies, depending on your view. According to an email from the US Legal Affairs Department to the Senate and House Armed Services Committee, State Department cables, it says, by their nature, contain everyday analysis and candid assessments. Candid assessments translates as, we might have called President Karzai bonkers, or some such thing. It went on to state that WikiLeaks is again being, quote, irresponsible and might be jeopardizing lives. Back came WikiLeaks, quote, the Pentagon is hyperventilating again over fears of being held to account. At the heart of this exchange is the debate over whether a government has the right to conduct any of its business in secret, given that citizens fund what the government is doing, and thus they have a right to know. Some people agree, others say that's unreasonable, unrealistic, especially in the realms of defence and diplomacy. You could argue that WikiLeaks should conduct all of its business in the open, but you couldn't back it up by saying that the taxpayer funds it, and that therefore has a right to know. But you could say, if you follow the WikiLeaks justification, you could say that you do expect all of WikiLeaks' emails, phone calls and meetings to be put online and be accessible to those who are members, no matter how junior, and to those who fund it through donations. It's quite instructive that WikiLeaks is expected to brief The Guardian, El País, Der Spiegel and The New York Times ahead of publishing on the net. This is, according to one interested party I've spoken to, a high-end media manipulation technique. It'd be quite interesting to see the email traffic between these favoured newspapers and WikiLeaks as they negotiated what they would get, when they would get it, and how much they would get. The cables WikiLeaks has are from the massive database allegedly handed over by the US Army private Bradley Manning. The State Department material was accessible from within the military because of something called Net-Centric Diplomacy, NCD. This is overseen by the Pentagon. NCD is on the Secret Internet Protocol Router Network, on which cables up to secret can be sent. The NCD was introduced after 9/11 in a bid to break down the information barriers between various departments, allowing everyone to get the full picture. But by everyone, they didn't mean the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange. This week, Mr. Assange has lost an appeal in a Swedish court. He was challenging an international arrest warrant the Swedish have for him on alleged rape claims. Supporters of Mr. Assange say there is a smear campaign against him. I've got no inside knowledge of that, but it is interesting that the appeal has been refused just before the next set of leaks are to come out. Question: can Mr. Assange now appear at a media conference to support his position on the cables? Might he be arrested? Some of these cables may well have had harsh things to say about, well, President Karzai or Prime Minister Putin, and given that the Canadian Foreign Minister has already received a call from the State Department, it looks as if even friendly Canada does not escape unscathed. It's likely that some of the traffic between London and Washington will appear, which will be interesting, but is it in the public interest that a government should not be able to hold a conversation in private? Discuss. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.